The Milwaukee County Board on Monday overwhelmingly passed a budget that does not include a $30 wheel tax that County Executive Chris Abley proposed. Instead, supervisors voted on a budget that they say relies on efficiencies to help make up for a shortfall. WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports.
County Executive Abley had proposed doubling the wheel tax, bringing the cost to $60, as a way to generate more revenue in Milwaukee County. That's despite the fact that earlier this year, voters rejected an advisory referendum asking if they would support a $60 wheel tax. County Supervisor Steve Taylor says this was the most difficult budget he ever had to approve. He referred to the referendum results before casting his vote.
That's because we were put in a position where we were asked to ignore the will of the voters from this past April. And as a result, this body had to be creative.
Instead of relying on a wheel tax to raise revenue, county supervisors asked each department to make cuts. The board voted to restore $200,000 for senior centers and to set aside $10,000 to tackle sex trafficking and $90,000 for youth training programs with the hope of lowering the incarceration rate. Many supervisors said they were frustrated with the budget. And John Weishan says he expects county residents and others to find fault with the spending plan. He argues that state lawmakers are to blame because they've made deep cuts in shared revenue payments.
The people who cut your bus route are sitting in Madison. If the people in Waukesha are upset that we added a non-residency fee to the dome, complain to Scott Walker and your state reps who forced us to do that. And if this summer, if your swimming pool closes, it's the same thing. Call the people in Madison because we've done the best we can with this just terrible budget.
Supervisor Sheldon Wasserman agrees that a lot of the county's budget challenges can be blamed on state government, but he says residents also have to take some responsibility for funding programs and services. He says his constituents supported County Executive Abley's proposed increase in the wheel tax. Wasserman says people need to understand that there are no free rides.
They want service and they know you have to pay for it. There are some who don't feel that we have to pay for anything, that Santa Claus is coming. Well, Santa Claus doesn't exist.
Wasserman says the county must look at ways to raise revenue. He says he's tried to get revenue-generating ideas approved in the last two budgets. County Executive Abley issued a statement in response to the board's version of the budget. He says he won't veto it because he respects the county board's policy authority, but Abley says he won't sign the documents either. He says he's concerned about the board's $15 million in service cuts to transit, public safety, parks, and social services. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.